Hello, my only and beloved special friend. I bring exciting news. This week's Delling Pod is, even by Delling Pod standards, exceptionally good. It stars Scott Arthur, not his real name, who lives behind the Dragon Curtain in China and lived through the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown and has all sorts of interesting stories to tell. If you want, you can hear this podcast right now. All you've got to do is become a subscriber to my Patreon page. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till later on in the week. But I hope you'll support me. So go to my Patreon page and, get early access. Thank you.
Just tell me some of the stuff that you were sending me. Just remind me, because it was all pretty horrible, wasn't it?
Well, I think one of the early things that I saw was a video from a nurse, fully kitted out. She sent it direct from her ward where she was working. She was very distressed. It was several minutes in length. And I think it was probably about the second day of the lockdown, or thereabouts, in Wuhan. And she, at that time, was very worried for her family, of course. And this was, you know, what the primary purpose was, to warn her family and friends, and, of course, the country at large. But at that time, she said there were already 95,000 people who were down with the illness, and already thousands of dead. Later, I watched a hidden recording done by a citizen journalist on his telephone, chatting to a doctor in Wuhan, in one of the hospitals. And she said at that time, there were already, and I know it sounds incredulous, you know, but 30,000 dead. And then I saw videos of people who worked in crematoria stating that they were overworked and were working nonstop. And to top that, the most gruesome thing I thought that got me was when I saw videos being made from apartment blocks at night in Wuhan, out into the distance, into the still green areas on the outskirts of Wuhan, of huge burning pyres at night, and only at night. Just to name a few things, and I couldn't understand why the media in the West wasn't getting this, or why our own government seemed to be not getting it.